Court, the movie podcast where Sean
and Mampy
watch shit, talk shit, and most importantly, eat shit. We are the law.
And guess what we saw, guys?
Challengers.
Challengers.
Directed by Luca Guadagnino.
Yes.
Nino? Written by... it's like Lawrence Karishkish?
Lawrence Karishkish. Love his
the
work.
The DP who... did some of the movies of that guy whose name I can't pronounce. And starring Zendaya.
Yes. And two white guys. Yeah,
that kind of guy.
Yeah, baby. She's got a type. What can we say? She loves them light. She loves them right.
Yeah, she likes white chocolate. Or just vanilla.
Yeah, I can't blame her. Vanilla's so good.
People always say white chocolate, but maybe people like vanilla.
I just love vanilla. People are always like, vanilla? What? And I'm like, man, it's good.
And you're like, vanilla what?
Vanilla what? Yeah, what am I going to have with it?
Yeah.
Vanilla what? Vanilla.
More vanilla on top, please.
Yeah. Two scoops of vanilla, please. You know?
Yes.
I got to say, I love vanilla. It's the base of so many good flavors.
And they like?
Like mint chocolate chip. Vanilla base mixed
what?
With the mint, then the chocolate.
Are you kidding?
Chips. Delicious.
I don't believe you. Sorry, I don't believe you.
It's true. It's true.
Okay.
If you, all right. I mean, a lot of people don't like mint chocolate chip, which is fine. It's more for me.
It's madness.
It is true madness.
Chip fucking rules.
It's true madness. People are crazy, and I don't understand it.
Speaking of crazy, I got a crazy question for you,
Mandy. Yeah,
Mandy.
What's up?
What'd you think about this movie? Are you yes or are you a no in this movie?
You know,
pro.
I'm not gonna go pro on this one. You know,
really?
But I'm not gonna go pro.
Wow.
I'm gonna go no on this one.
This is a no.
This was a no for me.
Wow.
I know. It's surprising. We've got the mixed race lead. That is huge for me.
That's
I love to see it. We got two white guys. Love that. I really love it. I love tennis. Big fan of tennis.
Do you like tennis?
Yeah, I love my head going back and forth over and over, that sort of thing. But
yeah.
I just didn't quite have I didn't quite like the movie. I got to be honest.
Wow.
But yeah.
That's fair.
Hey, that's what it's all about, you know?
Yeah, it's, I mean, Challengers and the Hokey Pokey are very similar in that way.
They are.
I thought it was okay.
Yeah. It was there were moments that I liked.
Yeah.
And there were moments that I found, much like the title, challenging. I was like, I don't know about this one, y'all.
Hey. Well, let's get the fuck into it. This is what happens in this movie. Spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
To merely tell you the plot is to spoil the movie.
Yeah. Basically.
There's basically, the frame within which all of this happens is a game.
Yes.
Between two old friends. We only slowly find out that they're old friends, but there's a game between two old friends. Their names are Art and Patrick.
Yep.
Played by Mike Feist, who we loved West Side Story. And Josh O'Connor, who I'm not really familiar with, but I liked a lot.
Oh, I remember him now. I was sitting there like... How do I know this white boy? And then I realized, when you said that, I went,
he's
him.
He's by far the best part of West Side Story, which is full of really great parts.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
And Zendaya plays Tashi. Why did I write Tasha? It's Tashi.
Tashi. Tasha, Tashi. Tashi.
Plays Tashi, and she is a former... on the rise, soon to be next biggest female tennis player.
Damn.
But her career is ended by a knee injury.
Ooh, a really, really gnarly one.
But that doesn't happen until the future.
Yeah.
Wait, no, that doesn't happen until the past.
Mid future.
So the frame story is them. They're playing the tennis, and they used to be best friends. They went to boarding school together. They were in the U.S. Open juniors as a doubles team, and
Fire
they also
and
played
ice.
Each other in the U.S. Open, and Art, he doesn't have the natural talent that Patrick has.
Sadly.
Art is our curly-haired sweet boy, even though he is a little conniving. Everybody's a little conniving in this.
Yeah.
But he's the least conniving somehow.
I think so.
And then we follow their story back and forth throughout their story together, which includes various dalliances.
Many.
Various affairs, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Various people kissing various people.
Mm-hmm. Many kissings.
Lots of different people in lots of different combinations.
Yeah.
For three people. For basically a movie that has only three people in it, lots of different combinations of people.
Yeah, you can really have a lot of fun with that. You know, the sky's the limit.
Yeah.
Shift and move and see what happens. And
you can kiss a dude if you want to.
You can
to.
Do anything.
Even if you're a dude.
You know, yeah, I was like, oh, okay, I guess. Oh, wow, yeah. I'd never seen that before, but it was like, okay, interesting.
You can do anything.
Can I imagine, like the people who saw, you know, in the old days when they saw the train coming towards the...
Oh, yeah.
They all got, like, freaked out. I wonder what the first reaction to, like, yeah, two guys kissing on a movie was. I wonder if people were like they just couldn't even understand. What?
What?
That's an option.
What?
My whole life.
I mean... I do that with my mom, but not a man.
Not a man. Interesting.
Well, I might as well go try it out.
Might as well. Ding, 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 ding. You know,
gonna go kiss a man. and that's basically it.
Yeah.
I mean, essentially, what happens is they all cheat on each other at some point.
Yeah.
They all are trying to win. This final match plus every other match they are in.
Exactly.
And they're all also trying to win every conversation they have.
Yeah, it seems like it.
And every sexual, any sexual situations they have, they're trying to win. Like, no one is really working together. They're all working, even, like, Tashi, who is sort of the mind controller of the group, she's trying to help Art to win so that she can win.
Yeah.
You don't really get any sense that Art, even though he is her husband and they're in love, in quotes, that she really cares that much about him.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I wasn't able to have a career. You have to win because you're my option.
Exactly. You're able
I can't
to
play,
that.
So you have to play, and you better be great. Which is pretty fun.
Yeah, and he's like, dang, this sucks.
Yeah, he really is. Poor Art.
Poor Art.
I mean, he did a little bad stuff, so he's not entirely poor Art.
No.
And it is also his fault that he's in a relationship with Tashi, since he was doing sneaky things.
Yeah, he was, like, so desperate to get there, and then it was not all great.
It wasn't all it was cracked up to be.
Uh-uh.
But, you know, that's what you get. He made his bed, and now he has to lay in it.
Exactly.
So, Mampy, you didn't like it, but
no.
That doesn't mean there's not a best part of the movie.
Yes, there...
tell me this.
I'm gonna tell you the best part. My B-Flame Hero of the film Challengers was the big finale match when they finally stick to the future. No more jumping back, forth, and whatever. Sideways, over, under, all the things they did.
Mm-hmm.
They just stick to the end, and I liked how intense it was, and I liked the shots. My favorite part were the shots from underneath.
Oh,
I guess they did it. They had, like, them standing on glass or something.
Seemed like
it. And it was just really fun. I was like, that's fun. I like the way they shot that.
It's so awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, you see the lines, you know, whatever the lines are called in the tennis world. And you see them bouncing the ball.
Yeah, I like that
And you're
stuff.
Underneath them. Like, you see the bottoms of their sneakers. It's really cool.
Yeah, I've never seen an angle like that in a sports movie. I was like, oh, this is fun.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And I think it was the kind of angle you would see as some shitty CJ effect, but it looks like they actually just got on a piece of glass, which was awesome.
Them. Yeah, thankfully.
They didn't, like, fly underneath the tennis court and see them. Though they did fly above and around in every other direction, but they didn't have to fly underneath it.
That's a thing, like, I don't mind a shot where, like, you know, it impossibly goes through a window or something. It's just the more and more years you get away from the release of the movie, the worse it looks. Like, even one of my favorite movies I brought up a couple weeks ago, Stranger Than Fiction, it starts with, like, this planet zoom in, and it, like, zooms all the way into his apartment. It, like, passes his bed and stuff, and you're like, oh, well, that's a 3D blanket. Like, it's all fake. And you're just like, okay. I mean, it looked nice at first, I'm sure.
I remember it. Maybe.
But, yeah, just the further we get from it. So I'm glad, they did just practical, cool-looking thing. I thought that was nice.
Is it just the ball? The ball occasionally is fake.
Yeah, like zooming past, because otherwise it would break the camera.
It does, in general, have a sort of, at least in the matches, an anime feel.
Yeah, for sure.
It kind of reminded me, there was this one that came out, was it last year or 2 years ago? Maybe. It was called The First Slam Dunk.
Yes, I remember you talking about that.
Which kind of kicked ass, but it's a very similar story where, like, they're playing this game. Mm-hmm. This is the big game.
Yeah.
This is the big game. And at the same time, they're kind of all, we're like seeing how they met each other. Mm. We're seeing all of their relationships. Like, people are shooting in slow motion, and then we zoom into their eyes, and then we see, like, oh, this is when that person beat up that person. That's before they were friends. Yeah. And then, you know, all this kind of stuff. And even like ball, we're inside the ball flying at the camera, or we're inside the racket just whacking. And it was, I think in general, the reason that there aren't that many good tennis movies is because it's a difficult thing to portray with any interest. Because it's like there's two people, they're hitting a ball, it goes back and forth. And it's amazing. I mean, it is an amazing sport
to behold
because they're doing insanely athletic things.
Absolutely.
And they're running really fast over and over, back and forth.
Yeah.
But it is just like bop, 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 bop,
bop. There's even a shot in this movie where they just keep their heads keep turning, and it's almost hilarious because it's like with the music. I was like, this is goofy.
It's really funny.
I have to say, tennis is one of the few sports I think is better televised because you get a better angle.
Oh,
like, you're
not
having to turn your head. Like, you just can watch it happening back and forth. You're not, it's like too much. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, they should put the crowd above the tennis court, laying down flat, like on glass, like this movie did, looking
That's
down.
Smart.
And they can watch
or they're in like they've got the doctors like the chiropractic
like this
mat that you lay on and you're just watching it like that.
I think that's a great idea.
Oh, that was a great point.
Yeah. Oh wow. Look at that.
She's really good at tennis.
That would be awesome. I would go.
Let's go
tomorrow. Tennis. We'll go tomorrow.
As this movie says, come on.
Come on.
Okay. I got a great thing that I liked about
this
movie.
Yeah, what's your favorite part?
I thought that the score by Mr. Nine Inch Nails himself, Trent Reznor, and Atticus Ross was pretty fucking good.
It was wild.
And, I mean, it was mostly just pumping kind of New Order style techno music. There's like one kind of really nice piano thing that they do as well. But I just thought it kicked ass.
Yeah.
And I also suspect that the movie would completely fall apart without it.
Yeah, I feel
now,
that.
Now, I don't think that any other than a thing I'll mention later, that anything else is that bad.
Yeah.
But like the movie is definitely lifted up, like, I don't know, a star, maybe more, by the score itself.
Yeah,
because the score pumps in and you're like, oh, fuck, we are playing tennis. Let's fucking play tennis. And it's funny because, like, it even – because the whole thing is, like, we are – every conversation and everything we do with each other is a battle.
Yeah.
to end all conversations.
Yeah.
Like, they even kick in the music in the same way when they're just having a fight.
Yeah, it's crazy.
There's this moment back when Tashi and Patrick are dating. They're in Tashi's bedroom. They're making out. They're maybe about to have sex. They're also at the same time talking about tennis.
Mm.
And he's kind of like, hey, can we not talk about tennis right now? Because we're like making out. And she's like, fuck this. And she starts getting ready to meditate.
Yeah.
And they start going bump-a-dump-a-dump-bump-a-dump. Just as they're fighting. You just get immediately pumped. You're like, yeah, fucking fight.
Fight.
Talk to each other and be mean to each other.
Yeah.
And they're so withering in the way they treat each other.
Not good.
Man.
I made a big mistake and was like, I'll go to the bathroom. She's getting on the mat. She's going to meditate. And I missed that whole scene because I came back and I was like, oh, they're just now ending that scene. I thought it was over when she pulled out the mat, but
it's a big one.
It was not over.
It's a big scene.
Yep. Then suddenly they were mad. Yeah.
You know, you didn't miss that much.
What's that? Oh, I'll bring that up in the negatives, I think. But
bring it up in the negatives. Yeah, okay. We'll I got there. Another thing that I quite liked about this.
Mm-hmm.
Two fellas named Mike Feist and Josh O'Connor.
Yes,
I really liked them a whole lot.
They did a great job.
Mike Feist is, as we know, fucking amazing in West Side Story. Like, unbelievably awesome.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's, like, bad and good. He's, like, evil, and we also feel sorry for him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's just, like, does all of those hard things. And he has, I think, in this, a much harder role.
Yeah.
Because he has to be kind of a... just kind of a nothing?
Yeah.
He's like simultaneously like one of the world's best tennis players,
mm-hmm.
but also he doesn't feel like he wants to do it or cares about doing it.
Yeah.
So he has to kind of be incredibly still and with some deep sadness behind the eyes, and occasionally he gets to be very mean. But for the most part, he has to be just really stoic.
Yeah.
But Patrick, Josh O'Connor, he gets to have a ton of fun.
Yeah, he's a nut.
He gets to fuck everybody as many times as he wants.
And be as cruel and wild as he wants.
So cruel. He gets to pull out his dick many times as he wants.
Man, the date scene was crazy.
Oh.
He's on the Tinder date. I was like, holy shit. And then he still goes home with her after treating her like garbage.
Honestly?
It's like, damn.
If you're hot... and you have that hotness power.
That's all you gotta do.
It doesn't matter.
It's true.
It doesn't matter.
It's sad. It's sad, but it's not
sad
for them.
That's
awesome for them.
Fucking rules,
it's like,
dude.
Oh, wow. Good job.
And I find him really interesting because everybody's very devilish in this movie.
Yeah.
But like somehow he's the most devilish, more devilish. So he really gets to do evil smiles, like nearly mustache twirling smiles.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Especially in the final reveal, which I think is pretty amazing,
mm-hmm.
which is, spoiler alert, he's like, I fucked your wife.
Yeah.
He doesn't say that, but he says
it. He signals it.
He signals it. But the lead up to that is like this build up, more pumping, lots of slow-mo. Lots of times when you think he's going to do it, because
mm-hmm.
like very early in the movie, in order to not kiss and tell, they make this agreement that he will just like put the tennis ball into the little kind of triangle of the tennis racket and go, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And then Art will know.
He knows.
And so he brings, you know, the moment that happens, that it's going to come back.
Yeah.
This is the thing hanging over the movie. You're like, oh, man, he's been fucking this guy's wife so many different times.
That sucks for him.
He's going to let her know during this big game.
Yep.
And he does, and that's pretty good. But he literally gets to go.
Yeah.
Like he gets to go full on Joker face.
Exactly.
Insane smile. And it really kicks
ass. It's a good and it's a good like cuz Art's been pretty composed throughout the whole thing even when he, you know, kind of goes back and forth and Patrick's been the one like losing it and even gets like, you know, penalized. But after that, I think I can't remember what Arce says. Something like, "Oh fuck this!" Like he's like,
yeah, so he over. Does. Like, that's and crazy. he lets the serve go by him.
Yeah,
and then he's like, "All right, it's fucking time." And there's the I think one of the main things I like about this section is just all the ways in which they do shit.
Yeah,
like the underneath the court shot is really amazing. Mm-hmm. Just this shot of him dripping sweat on the camera is fucking insane. Lots of like super slow-mo of sweat coming off of nose and chin. That's just good stuff. Really good stuff.
Yeah, they really went for it.
They did, didn't they?
They really did. I have to applaud them for that.
I know you didn't like it that much. Is there anything else you liked about this, or should I go on?
I like the first scene where like... I like them trying to, you know, butter her up, Zendaya up, and try to, you know, hit on her and stuff, and she's just playing with them. And
when they're all kids?
Yeah. When
it's really good.
It's good, and then they go to the hotel, and she, like, messes with them, they're all making out, and then she leans back and lets them just make it. I was like, that's really funny. And they're
it's
like,
fucking wild.
Oh, yeah, and then... I think it's Patrick that gets at me as a huge erection.
No, it's Art.
Oh, Art gets at, yeah, and Patrick smacks his. That's
he
so funny.
His erection.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it is funny.
It is, you think. Like, quite frank in its depiction of those things. It's not very sexually explicit in any way other than that, but it is very sexually explicit in the way it discusses sexuality and treats it.
Absolutely.
And there's also a lot of dicks.
Yeah, there really
are. If you're into soft dicks,
you're going to love this.
This movie.
Challengers is the movie for you.
Yeah.
Soft ones, big ones, little ones, medium ones, all of, they have all the types.
Cut, uncut. Soft.
Uncut.
Wang.
Gems. You've heard of uncut gems. These are uncut cocks. Ready for you to view and look at and go, wow, look at that.
Whoa.
What is that?
I see a big one.
Wow.
That's what I was doing during the whole movie. Oh, look at that one. That's a big one, Mommy.
I just kept going down the aisles, boner check, and I kept checking everyone's laps. I had one, but I wanted to make sure everyone else did, too.
You were
too.
Checking with your boner.
Yeah, boner check. Yep, it's still there.
You're walking in front of people showing them.
Yeah,
boner check.
This. Have you seen this?
How do you like it?
The music kicks.
Dum, dum, dum. Okay, another thing I liked.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
At first, I wasn't sure about the frame, like the fact that it keeps bouncing back and forth and bouncing back and forth. And it also kind of took me a while to maybe get used to that.
Yeah.
But in the end, I enjoyed the fact that it used it to good purpose, because it, like, at first we don't even know who they are or how they are related to
each other. Exactly.
We just know that they're playing each other. And then we slowly learn more about them, and, like, the game becomes more important to us as we learn about how many times they've fucked each other over.
Yeah.
And also, even more so, like, how many times they've fucked each other over without the other one knowing, like, all sorts of stuff. So, the game becomes more and more important, even especially because they introduce it as a game that's not that important.
Yeah, exactly.
They're kind of like, oh, this guy, he's an important player on the tour. And he's playing some fucking guy.
Just some.
And you're kind of like, oh, okay, I guess this isn't very important. Then you slowly realize, oh, this is big for these guys.
This is the whole fucking movie,
this
dude.
This is the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, I mean, I like the theme of, like, you know, Tashi early on's like, she beats this lady and she's like, well, she just doesn't understand tennis. Like, tennis is a relationship. And that was like, the whole through line of the movie is interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting that, like, the whole point of basically anyone talking to anyone else is to, one, talk about tennis.
Yeah.
Even the sex scenes are about tennis. But also just, like, we are constantly playing a game.
Yeah.
Each thing we say to each other.
It's interesting.
Every moment. Every hello. Every, like... Hey, do you want to go sit over there. Like, yeah. It's like, hey, here's the thing. Here's an easy one if you want to hit it back.
Yeah. Pop, 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 pop.
Yeah, a lot of that. But, Mampy.
Uh-huh.
It can't all be good.
It can't all be good, even though there are good elements to what is bad about it,
oh,
I think.
Interesting.
It's an interesting movie. I mean, much like the dysfunction of these characters,
mm-hmm.
I found a dysfunctional thing going on in the movie.
Okay.
It just wasn't quite hitting right because I think my low main actually is the over bouncing back and forth.
Yeah, I can see that.
And even though I like the music, I think it starts to become so like it gets like old because it happens so much because the movie's so long.
Yeah,
that's another thing. I just thought it was way too long. But I was just like, by the 50th time the music kicks in, I'm like, all right, we get it at this point. Like, I was just over it. I was like, okay, dude.
I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. I mean, I'm grooving, but I'm like,
please.
Keep doing it. I don't know. I hit a breaking point. I was like,
I support
right.
you. I support you.
Well, because they would start doing normal things, like take a sip of water. And I was like, okay, this is getting... I don't know. It just started almost becoming a joke of itself to me. Like,
I mean,
like the scene with the heads bopping with the music. I was like, this is goofy, y'all.
Yeah.
Which I guess is fine that it is, but.
Who knows? I think that was on purpose, whether you liked it or not. Mm-hmm. I mean, that doesn't affect whether you liked it or not, but I think it was.
For sure.
At the very least on purpose.
Yeah.
That does. Yeah. Who knows? You know, that doesn't mean you have to like it. But
yeah. I just thought it was a little much.
It is a lot.
And coinciding the jumping back and then also using a title over and over. I was like, I would rather you just cut to it and like we just had to figure it out. Because like me having to be like, 13 years later, 12 years later, 12 years earlier, 13. I was like, what? Okay, can we just play it? I will figure it out. Like it's
7 years before that.
Yeah, 7. Yeah. 2 minutes before we told you that it was 13 years ago. Oh.
It is a lot.
Just too
and
much.
Also because... I mean, for the most part, it's not that hard to figure out where they are.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, they have different haircuts.
Yeah, that helps.
And at the beginning, they're like, hey, we're not in college yet. So if they're wearing Stanford sweatshirts, then they're in college.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that kind of stuff.
It gives it away.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
I don't know. I'm not a big on titles. We all know this. But...
I didn't notice them that much, but there were a few times when it was like, well, this is silly.
Just feels excessive. I just thought a lot of it felt excessive.
3 minutes before, 7 minutes late.
Yeah, it really has that vibe. It's like, okay, especially if the scene's short. It's like, oh, geez. Like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Or do it once, establish the different timelines, and then don't keep saying it. Over and over.
I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah.
Now, that may be, who knows? Who knows who said that they had to do that?
Maybe
but
they, they probably showed it to some people and they were like, what? When? Huh?
Wait.
Who?
When her hair is long, does that mean she's old or young?
Yeah, hold up. Hold up.
Hey, give me 1 second here.
Uh-huh.
When she's not playing tennis anymore, is that before or after she has a career-ending injury?
Yeah, hold up. Wait. If they show her knee, I'll know because I'll see the scar. But if they don't show her knee, how am I supposed to know?
Yeah. When she's got a kid, is she a child or is she an adult? Y'all tell me.
Tell me.
Okay, my...
Yes.
Low main, Mr. Mampy,
tell me this.
Tell me. And I don't even think it's necessarily her fault, but I just think it's Zendaya.
Yeah.
It's weird just because of the way she's set up.
Yeah.
Is weird because the way they set it up is like, oh, she's a great tennis player, but she's also the hottest woman who's ever lived.
Yeah, like, whoa, okay.
She's the world's sexiest. You're going to fucking come immediately. And then they and Zendaya is incredibly attractive.
Yeah.
But I don't, maybe there's something wrong with me. I don't find her particularly sexy.
Yeah, I don't go, whoa. I don't think,
like, I don't think her, it doesn't feel like her appeal in that way is particularly sexual. I mean, maybe it's something that I don't understand because, like, I'm not as into tennis or something.
Yeah.
Maybe part of the sexual attraction is that, like, she's great at tennis and she's an attractive person.
Yeah.
But I think also on top of that, she is, like, in control of a lot of things, but also sort of the least interesting person.
Yeah.
She, like, she's in control of Art. She's kind of controlling his mind and like, using mind games to force him to be better at tennis. And she's trying to do that to Patrick at the beginning. She's trying to force him to be good at tennis and to try harder, and he won't.
Yeah.
But she doesn't change very much.
Mm-mm.
She's pretty much the same character the whole time. And also, for me, like, she is the one somehow the most affected by other people's controls.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Like, she's sort of she's basically helpless against Patrick.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, anytime Patrick's like, hey, come to my house, I'm gonna fuck you in front of your child.
Sounds great.
Okay. And, I mean, you know, maybe that is interesting for other people, but it's like, the fact that she doesn't really seem to have much agency in the movie. She's just sort of like at the whim. She's just subject to other people's whims.
Yeah.
Even though she's, I mean, maybe it's just a hierarchy. Patrick is the most powerful because he can control anybody that does anything.
Any living creature.
And then Zendaya is below him because she can easily control Art, because Art has nothing.
Yeah, they're a hierarchy.
He's just like, well, you know, I guess I'm one of the 20 best tennis players in the world.
Yeah, I guess so. Art is literally just like just happy to be there, like, guy.
It's like, isn't it cool to play tennis?
Yeah, I'll sit and rub my wife's feet while you have sex with her. That's totally chill with me. Like, he's, it's very fun because he acts mad and stuff, but he also does have this weird, almost subservience to Patrick and, like, and their relationship's very interesting, and, you know, they hint at them, having a thing.
They've done some jerking off together.
Yeah, they like they're on a spectrum.
Yes,
wobbly, wibbly.
They're on the gay spectrum.
They are, and that's totally cool. You know,
hey man, y'all got to do you, man.
You got to do each other.
Hey. okay, but this is not necessarily a bad thing, but a just discussion question.
Yeah, okay.
So, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
At the end of the movie, they're getting all crazy.
Yeah.
They're getting all pumped. They're doing one final volley.
Yes.
Or maybe, I think, I don't know tennis that well, but neither of them wins at the, I don't know, who knows?
I don't really remember, yeah.
I don't know. But they're doing the thing that Zendaya or that Tashi loves the game for.
Yes.
Is they're like, they're letting it all hang out. Art is no longer the kind of controlled, emotionless player that he usually is. He's
in it.
He's pissed off and he's playing hard. And Patrick is having fun.
Mm-hmm.
And he's letting all of his natural talent control, and they're going back and forth and all of that. And the final moment is super duper anime. Like floating slowly exactly. through the air. And you can almost picture like a kind of noise happening as they fly. And they end in an embrace.
Yes.
They're holding each other. And then Tashi goes, come on!
Come on! Yeah.
And then that's the end. What did that mean to you?
To me, I think it was, like, finally what she was after the whole movie. Mm-hmm. And, like, she I think maybe subconsciously wanted, I guess, both of them in some way.
Sure.
Which I guess, you know. I mean, the answer to the whole thing, you know, they're playing the U.S. Open. They should have just been in a U.S. Open relationship, okay? That's all it needed to be, and they would have probably been fine. But that didn't work for everybody. But for them, it seemed like the only thing that was possible.
Yeah.
They were tied up. But it felt like finally the two of them, Patrick and Art, were kind of on the same page.
Yes.
And just like, we're like, yes, we're competing together. We're like, we broke through all the bullshit.
Yeah.
Like the relationship was kind of healed through just like, I guess almost pure honesty of just like,
yeah,
this like battle. I don't know.
I fucked your wife. Yeah. Oh, you fucked my wife? Well, I'm better at tennis than you. Oh, well, maybe we're exactly the same amount of good at tennis.
Yeah, maybe.
And we've always loved each other, but we've never let it out. Yeah. And whether that is friendship love or a sexual love or some combination of both, we've finally let it all go. And it's kind of, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
It's a very interesting ending.
Yes.
Because I think basically any other movie in the history of sports movies, other than a few that I can think of, has one of them win.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to think of... Did you ever see that movie The Way Back with Ben Affleck?
Uh-uh, I never saw it.
Whew.
Crazy.
It's good.
Okay, all
right. Now, what the fuck do I know? But I thought it was really good. And it's also... maybe, I can't tell you anything without giving away all of the secrets.
No worries.
But it is similarly a movie that becomes less about the game and more about like the what people get out of the game and what people like finally understand about themselves because of the game.
I think that's the best type.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah, and it's funny. I just I was, when it first ended, I was like, well, what?
Yeah.
What the fuck happened? Did somebody win?
They just started banging on the tennis court.
I mean, pretty close.
And then Tashi jumped off, ripped off her clip. She's like, let me in too. Come on me. Come on me.
Let's fucking fuck.
That was, they cut that line, but it was in there. They shot it, but
let's fucking fuck.
I get why they took it out.
Yeah. I think in general, I liked it a lot more than you, but I didn't love it.
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't know why. I truly don't know why.
Yeah.
Because there's definitely parts of it where I was like, oh, I'm pumped. This is fun. Like, there's scenes, like, where they're arguing, or there's the one scene where Art and Patrick are eating churros.
Yeah.
Together, and they're having, like, these...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love churros, so I was glad to see them represented.
Yeah.
But I love
the... They're all sniping each other.
Sniping.
They're all very cutting in the way they talk to each other.
It's very phallic, too. These churros, they're eating these... churros with filling inside of them. They have this weird tension.
They're squeezing it into their mouth and going, oh, baby.
Yeah. It's like, whoa.
They're like slapping sugar onto each other's faces and stuff. They're hanging out in steam rooms.
Yeah, together. It's a little too long.
Yeah, a little too long.
They didn't even need the steam, let's just say that.
No.
Boiling in there.
And I do like the fact that they're so evil with each other.
Yeah, they are.
They're just horrible, evil. They're just saying evil shit.
Man.
And even like the whole, it leads up kind of the sort of pre-denouement, the denouement that precedes the ultimate denouement. Like the, you know, him revealing that he's fucked his wife is like all about evil.
Yes.
It's all about
it's
like
pure evil. Yeah.
I got you.
Which, and then you understand his motivation because his, I mean, but then this is what's funny about his character. He truly is evil because he has access to resources. He just pretends that he doesn't.
Yes.
And like is playing. He's basically pretending to be this poor guy when he has a family that could help him at any point.
Yeah.
So I didn't, at first I felt bad for him. Then I was like, wait a minute, this guy. and
yeah,
just play it. He's just a, he's kind
of. And I think it's also an interesting part of the character because he has these kind of goals and dreams.
Yeah.
But, like, doesn't have either the power or the interest in, like, working towards them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he also just, like, I totally understand the idea that he's like, well, I gotta do it all by myself, you know? My rich parents, they're not gonna help me. I'm gonna do it all by myself. But he, in the end, can't?
Yeah.
And maybe should, like, not even that he should quit tennis, but, you know, just get your parents to spend for a really good coach.
Yeah.
That'll change your life, probably.
Perfect, yeah.
But it's, I mean, it also goes to his brain is fucked.
It really is.
Like, all of the way he treats people is as commodities.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's like, well, I could fuck you, and I could use you, yeah. And yeah, oh, yeah, okay, maybe I can get to the U.S. Open if I fuck you and then yeah. tell him that I fucked you.
Exactly.
And also, follow-up question to the follow-up question. Do you think he threw the game or do you think he did not throw the game?
I think when they were really going at it, he did not throw it.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure Art gets a point on him as he's landing.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. But I don't know if that meant
winning.
It sort
of feels like it's hard to tell.
Yeah. And
it's interesting. That is another interesting part of the game is like at some point close to the end, you find out that maybe Patrick could be throwing the game.
Yeah.
So like you rethink all the points you've seen before and go like, wait, was he faking it? But it doesn't, he seems like he's playing pretty hard the whole time. So maybe he just has too much, like he has too much dickhead energy inside of him to let him win.
Yeah.
He's like, no, fuck you. You'll never beat me. You never have before and you never will.
Exactly. Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. And he's one of those characters that treats everybody like shit and also thinks everybody should want to be treated like shit by him because they should be so lucky to be in his...
He really sucks.
He's not a... Yeah, he's a really awful character.
He is cool, though.
Yeah, yeah, he does great. He gets rewarded for every bad thing he does, and it's awesome.
That's a dream.
Yeah. He stares at a woman's bagel, and she gives it to him. That's all you have to do is just stare at things, and you'll get at them. That's what I learned.
If you got the skills.
If you can pull it off.
You got the money, honey. I've got the time.
Well, he didn't even have money, but he got everything. Good for him. And I don't see their relationship lasting very long. Because once he retires from tennis, though, I mean, I don't know.
It's over.
What's left? What's left?
It is, like, another interesting part of the movie is that all of their usefulness to each other, at least, I mean, even, like, 3 or 4 years into their relationship, all of it is transactional.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, they're, at first, Art and Patrick are friends, and that's the whole point of their relationship. They're just, like, having fun playing tennis. They're going to face each other in the U.S. Open Juniors Finals, and they're both kind of like, eh, you know, whatever. You're going to win, so who cares?
Yeah.
And then once they meet Tashi, it is all transactional. Everything is like a little battle.
Little battles.
Oh, I'm going to beat you.
I'm going to beat you? You're going to beat me? I love how just cruel she is when he's like, are you like, will you still want to like be with me after I lose? And she's like, no, I'm going to leave you. I'm like, jeez, that's so.
And that part is really interesting because does she mean that?
Yeah.
Who the fuck knows?
She's so confusing because, she's like,
a cipher.
She's fighting against herself the whole movie. Like, she's like, get away from me, you gross guy. And then, get on top of me, you gross guy. And then she's like, I just want a husband and whatever. Oh, this makes me sick. It's like, she never has. And she wants him to throw the game, but she also wants to leave her husband, but can only leave her husband if he loses. It's like, everything she does is like so against itself. And maybe that contributed to me not really liking her in this, because it's just like, what's to like? She's just not a great person the whole movie.
I think it is a tough one because it is like everyone, because everyone is a little evil, you just have to kind of enjoy the things they do, not necessarily who they are.
Yeah, that's very
like
true.
Patrick is over, he's the most evil because he fucks over the most people.
Yes.
But, you know, Tashi is also using herself in the same way. Like, she's using her mind powers, she's using her talent, she's using her sexual powers in the exact same way, just a little more practically.
Yeah.
Like, she maybe is just better at it. Because, like, Patrick has all this power and he fucks all these people, but he hasn't gotten that far from it. And Tashi has, like, used this kind of, I have this charisma and I have this power over people, so, well, I'm going to be rich and famous because of it.
Yeah.
And it worked out.
It really did. They got an ad, a car campaign.
Yeah.
They got it all. But I just don't know if it's worth it if your life is just about one thing, obsessively watching TV about games and reviewing games. Like, just like seems kind of
maybe
awful, but
just maybe after this game, they'll be like, "Eh, let's just hang out with our kid." That's that's sort of what art. There's like a little conversation that art has.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm tired. I don't want to do this anymore. I just want to spend time with my family and, you know, hang out and do that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
And she's kind of like, nah, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah. But now they'll have to introduce the kid to her new dad, a second dad.
Double dads.
Double dads.
My two dads.
My two dads. My tennis daddies and
my tennis daddies.
That's the sequel.
Do you have any final thoughts about this picture called Challengers?
I'm sure it'll be big for a lot of people, a lot of younger people, because they really like being evil and hot. So that's great. They're going to love this, I think. And
yeah, I mean, if anybody who liked Saltburn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Will like this movie because it's like sort of similar, but actually made with skill.
Yeah, exactly. Way better. I would watch this 10,000 times. I will literally never watch a frame of that Saltburn.
Oh, fuck.
Yikes.
No.
That movie sucks ass.
Fuck no.
I'm sorry.
Stupid.
I can't even entertain that. And that's stupid. It's a murder on the dance floor. I'm so sick of hearing that dumbass song and that stupid ass scene. Oh, look at me. I'm naked. Okay, great. Good for you.
It's stupid.
What a dumb movie.
Yeah, this is like a similarly, like, ooh, we are so bad.
We're baddies.
But, except, like, you know, done pretty well.
Yeah, I thought
versus whatever the fuck Saltburn was.
Yeah, a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, truly
stacked
was.
Stacked up. Oh, and there's a twist, so it's actually good. No, it's really not. It was a really bad twist and didn't make any sense, really.
No, it didn't.
But they're hot, so it's good, right? For you, great. You love it. You go fuck a grave, whatever you want to do. Suck cum out of a bathtub drain. Yeah. Do whatever you want.
Do that.
We will be over here jamming to some dance techno beats while tennis is happening, okay? That's what we'll be doing.
Mampy,
mm-hmm.
This brings us to a segment presented by Panda Express called Express Yourself About the Movies You Watched This Week. Play that theme music.
It's time for the Panda Express. I can't do it. We got some things expressed about the things you watched this week. That was hard. It's hard. I get inspired to do a new version, but then I can't pull it off. I really can't.
I mean, how can you improve on a classic?
It really is too good of a song. It's so good that we never even tried to record a real thing to plug in.
That would be bad. We sing it because it's there's a power.
Exactly.
There's a power in a cappella music.
Absolutely. Once we, you know, once we really hit it big, we're going to get Pentatonix to do the Alka-Seltzer version of that song, and it's gonna be great.
It's true. I can't wait. And we'll have them perform it live on each episode.
Yeah, that would be
they'll be
awesome.
In studio with us.
I would love
Ladies
that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pain Express presents Pentatonix.
Movies we watch this week.
What did you watch this week?
Did I talk about The Mummy last time, or have we not? I don't know.
No.
Okay, I got to go see The Mummy.
I did too.
In theaters, 25th anniversary. It was so good. I love that movie so much.
It's a lot of fun.
It's just a blast, and it was like an era of movies that I just love and miss. Where, yeah, like, we talked about it in, like, text, where, like, the movies just, like, go. Like, they're just like, yes, we are a movie. We are moving. And I, yeah, love it. I miss that so much. And the character introductions, like, they're so well done, and there's, like, interesting, like, they... I love the introduction of Evelyn in The Mummy. She's like in the library, yes, and she like is trying to put a book on another shelf, and she like she gets stuck on a ladder and starting to balance, and then knocks down an entire library of shelves.
Yeah.
And it's just like such a great, just like that has so much action and energy, and also establishes, yes, like, oh, she's a librarian, she loves Egyptian stuff. Like, they do such a good job with the characters,
yes,
and it's just fun. The whole movie is just a blast.
It's a ton of fun.
Love it.
It's like one of the better kind of Indiana Jones,
mm-hmm,
movies that isn't, I mean, now since they keep on making them, definitely one of the better Indiana,
yeah,
Jones,
absolutely,
movies.
I would say it's in top four.
Top four. Yeah, easily. Easily in top four.
Yeah.
I similarly saw The Mummy and had a great time. Mm-hmm. I also saw a little picture called Spider-Man 2.
Oh, yes.
Oh, and really had a great time.
Lovely movie.
I was taken back to a wonderful time. It's a great movie, obviously.
Yes.
Or maybe not, obviously. I think it's obviously a great,
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, I love the second one.
But I am... More and more each time I see, like, the first two and less or so the third one, but even a little bit in the third one.
Yeah.
I'm impressed by, like, the feelings.
Because,
like, Sam Raimi, for much of his career...
Yeah.
...was doing, like, zany shit. Wild, kooky, zany shit.
Mm-hmm.
That was not very emotionally rich or resonant.
Yeah, no.
But... just like, and they're not even that long, but these little scenes that he, has,
mm-hmm,
of like Peter and, Mary Jane talking.
Yeah.
Are just so sweet.
They're great.
And the music's so beautiful. And it was really amazing to me that he was able to do that.
Yeah.
As a person who just, like, never did it before and sort of has never done it again.
Yeah, exactly.
He just kind of pulled it out of his ass.
That was, like, yeah, the peak Raimi moment where he was like, okay, I'm doing all of the things and I'm doing them perfectly. Yeah,
Fucking Elfman.
That everything came together for the, at least the first two. I think some of the hate's gone away for the third one, but I still don't really like it very much. It's just a kind of messy movie.
It is a fucking mess.
Yeah.
The third one is a fucking mess.
It's like, what's going on here?
Which is too bad.
Yeah.
Because there is some good-ass shit in it.
Yeah.
I mean, especially I feel like the Sandman thing, especially, could be quite badass.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's parts of it that work really well. Like, even his transformation into sand person is really, really cool. But I just had a great time.
Yeah.
And it's just, and I also saw a little picture called Alien.
Oh my gosh, what a dream.
And it was just fucking good.
That movie's so good. You need to go in when you're not tired at all, because it is, you know, it's very paced purposely, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of creeping, gets you into it.
It's quite slow.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Yeah. You're like, wow.
I mean, for a really long time. For an hour?
Yeah, you're like, wow.
They're taking their time. I mean, in a great way.
Mm-hmm.
But they are. It's definitely becomes a much different movie once shit starts going down.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Because up until then, it's like, we're walking through beautiful things.
Yes.
We're slowly moving flashlight over a beautiful sculpture we've made. Lots of stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it kicks ass.
It's a great time at the movies. I don't know if I missed my chance to see it, but I would love to go see it.
I think it's still playing.
Uh-oh. Looks go see like it. I've been going to see that.
Quit your job. Go see it.
Just quit it. Just go. Skip the open mic. You don't need to do it. Just go see Alien.
No.
You do not need to do
As a person
shit.
Who has done open mics, it will never be better than Alien. Nothing. Basically, nothing will ever be better than Alien.
Yeah, not even any of the other aliens. It's just like, well, sorry. Yeah. You tried. Well, you know, but
I mean, Aliens really rules.
Aliens is great. I saw someone talking kind of crap about it. I was like, dude,
about aliens?
Yeah, they were like, the first one's just so much. It's like they can both be good in different
ways. They're different fucking movies.
Yeah, very different and purposely so. And it's a good thing they're different. Like, it's weird when people, I don't know, I don't like when people do that. Well, the first one was, it's like, okay, yeah, they didn't want to do the same exact thing.
Yeah.
So they did it.
Yeah. I mean,
also,
that's usually a bad thing.
How do you see the Queen Alien come out and not be like, well, this is the best movie that's ever happened?
This fucking rules, dude. Like,
what? Those two movies, that is the perfect. Yeah.
That kind of shit.
Get away from her, you bitch. When I was a kid, I would literally just rewind that and play it because I thought it was the coolest thing. I was like, oh! I was like, holy shit, dude. She's such a fucking fight. And it's so empowering because in the first one, Ripley, even when she's like, you know, fighting back, she's still like terrified and like, I'm going to die. And it's so cool to see her be like, fuck you, you fucking asshole. Yeah. I love it.
You fucking aliens are pissing me off.
Pissing me off, dude.
It's good.
She was sick of it, and I was too. I love, but the I'm so like that is such a great series. I'm so glad they stuck with just two of them, and like they knew when to quit. They didn't add and you know, all this other bullshit. It's awesome. Though I did see a behind the scenes for Romulus, the new one, and there was a practical face hugger running around the floor, and I was like. Oh, that's pretty cool.
I'm so fucking stoked.
I hated Covenant, and I don't even really remember Prometheus, but I don't remember it being that great.
I don't remember them. Maybe they were fine. I don't know.
Covenant
bought
me out.
I love Fede Alvarez.
Yes. Oh, what a crazy director.
I'm a big Fede Alvarez fan.
Fede.
And he seems like almost, for people who are alive right now, the perfect person to do it.
I think it'd be cool.
Because he's, like, really into grodiness and, like, people being ripped to shreds.
Oh, it's gonna be.
And, like, so much of what it, like, what is horrifying about Alien and Aliens is, like, the way in which the creature lays bare the permeability of the human skin.
Yeah, oh my
like,
god.
Oh, you can easily be torn apart. You have no control over it.
Yeah.
Ripped to shreds
acided,
at any moment.
Acided, melted. There's so many times where they just like, especially in Aliens, where they just shoot it and they're like, yeah, and then they just get sprayed and you're like, oh, fuck. Oh, my shit. Yeah.
Fucking good.
It's like in The Mummy when they break open the sarcophagus and just blast the salt acid. Holy crap.
Exactly.
Jeez, such a good one. I did see another one that I forgot to mention a couple weeks ago, and I have to just give it its time. I saw Chicken Run 2, Dawn of the Nugget.
Uh-oh.
Had some
frightened by this.
Okay moments, but really, it's you can't beat the original.
Is Big Mel in it?
No, which is, I get why not, because of all the stuff.
Yeah,
but
sure.
The person they got didn't even try to approximate his voice. I also don't even think it's the main lady. Neither of them sounded like their characters at all. And I was like,
weird.
What is this? It felt very weird. And
that's really weird.
It just didn't need to exist. Though, big spoiler alert, I applaud them. They just straight up kill the lady from the first one comes back. They just blow her up. She just dies.
What?
I'm pretty sure she just dies. Or she gets eaten by crocodiles. I can't remember what. Something like that happens.
Awesome.
And I was like, damn. They just straight up killed her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
It's really tough with Mel Gibson, who is a horrible piece of shit, but is also fucking amazing in that movie.
It's tough. Yeah, the first
he's
one's
so
awesome.
Fucking good in that movie.
That movie rules.
It's sad. It's sad that he's great because it really does suck.
Remember him as the rooster, not as the man, as they say, you know.
Remember him as Braveheart.
Yeah. He's the cock, not the dick, you know.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I like that.
Friends, Romans, listeners, thank you so much for listening and watching. Tweet at us at Food Court Cast. Let us know if there's any movies you want to watch. I feel like Fall Guy's coming out soon. I don't know. I don't know. Tell us. Tweet at us.
Tweet us.
Give us 5 stars on your favorite apps. Write us 5 reviews on your favorite apps. Those are all the things you have to do. Retweet us 5 times.
Retweet, like, subscribe, comment. Blah,
comment
blah, blah.
5 times. Do everything 5 times.
Yeah.
On behalf of Mampy Hikes, I am Sean Parrott saying to you, bon appetit.